Potawatomi tribe has threatened to withhold its $25 million casino compact payment to the state if the governor approves the Menominee tribe's federally approved casino in Kenosha. The Menominee say they'll cover any revenue the Potawatomi's Milwaukee casino loses once the Kenosha casino opens. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha says the governor's dragging his feet on a project that would help him fulfill his promise to create more jobs.
I think any of the legislators, were we to exchange positions with the governor, and we had the possibility of being the chief executive to bring this proportion of jobs, this volume of business to Wisconsin, I would think this would be priority number one.
Casino backers say it will create 1,000 construction jobs and 5,000 more jobs once it opens. But Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says whether the casino will be successful won't be clear until a final study on its economic viability is complete. He says he's in favor of the casino, but not if the study predicts the state would have to make up losses other tribal casinos might suffer. He says Democrats don't seem to care about that.
They don't care about ultimately if taxpayers are on the hook, and they don't actually care about what the final ramifications are of the negotiations. That's part of being on the political side and not doing it based on facts.
Some Democratic leaders say the governor is waiting to sign off on the casino until closer to the election when it will benefit him politically. A poll released today shows the Kenosha Casino has strong support, especially in the Milwaukee media market. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.